We discussed in Siftal, Shiloh, of Bimakbin, the Kumklo Maim Chamim, and the Kadero, and the Chabra's Machbar about the Mossad looking for Mishin Chas, and Mishnah Berurah says that could be their Mos Bimaramis to that which he says over there. There's no problem with Bishalach HaBishal, but Avalach, unless it's the Stam Lagamri, and therefore not worried that one of the two will be above Yatzalas, but one will be below, and there'll be a Chashash of Bishal when the one that's below Yatzalas but gets heated up higher. The Mais Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that he says that even though we don't pass the Chabra this year Moicha against those that are Mekal over here, still, it's better, rather, not to pour the rice from the hot water from the Klerishan straight into the Ka'ara, Akumash Vasech, and everything inside of it, rather, dole out with a spoon in between. You dole out with a spoon, there's a Klerishani in between. Certainly, if what you're pouring it on is down the Gamri, then here the Klerishan could really be Rima Vashalit, Bishalach HaBishal. Even if it's not, it's better to use a spoon in between, and this way there is a Klerishani. The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hei says, you're allowed to put on top of a Kederis Chum, a Keder of Hafun on Shabbos, you're allowed to put a Tafshal that was already cooked in there Shabbos called Tzarchot. Okay, pandish, that's an example they had in the old days to reheat it. Because ain't there a bishal v'kach. That means, again, we have machlikas. If there's bishalach habishal, Mishpur brings it again, machlik v'shenim, Rajba and the Rosh. If there's bishalach habishal, b'davalach. And that the machaber paskins, like the machmirim, that there's bishalach habishal, b'davalach. And the ma is only makbi, makes a pshar, is only makbi, went to stan legami. However, we're talking about a dry thing over here, by Dov Yavish, everyone agrees no Bishalach HaBishal, even if they get re-elevated now to Yatza Lettuce Play. There's a drabon, the problem of Mexican Bishal, Nirik HaBishal, looks like Bishal. And that, you're not allowed to put on Shabbos a Dov Yavish that's previously cooked. You cannot put it on top of a flame. Even if it's Grufa Ketumah, you cannot put it on top of a Blech. You have to put it on top of a Kadera, have a Hefza Kadera in between. Then it's so in Derech Bishal Bekach, that there's no problem with Nesiyan HaChatchila. What works for Chazara, they can do Chazara on top of the Blech, what's good for Ketumah is a Blech, is not good enough for Nesiyan HaChatchila. Nesiyan HaChatchila has to be more clear that it should not be near Kamavashal, Mexico Kamavashal, and therefore has to be on top of a Kederis Chamin. The Mechaber does say to be careful not to do Hatmana though, because Hatmana in Shabbos is also in all cases, when I'm doing myself, when I'm doing myself, we still have to be careful from Hatmana. The Ramah reminds us that a block is not enough. It has to be on top of a Kederis Chamim, on top of a Kederis Gruf Ketuma, on top of a block is not good enough. Nesiyan HaChatchila is more chomer than Chazara. Then the Ramah says, Yish Batirin, to put into a tanner, and they baked it in Badyoim, they baked it on Friday. You can put food in it to reheat it now on Shabbos. Because since the last that was used was Erev Shabbos to bake in it, only has Hevel Mat, only has a little bit of Hevel. They're not afraid that there's going to be Bishal happening it now on Shabbos, but putting a food in there now to somewhat reheat on some level. As long as it was in Stan Lagamri, and there was no problem with Bishalach HaBishal, and we're just dealing in the Rabbanic world, we're not worried. And there are multiple Yish Machmer, some are Machmer, and they hold that there is enough heat left in the oven, and there's a problem to put the pot or whatever it is, or the pan, into the oven on Shabbos, where there's a lot of heat, a little bit of heat left in the oven. Either way, it's going to be a problem. As long as the oven itself is Yatz Lettuce Boy, you cannot put the pot into Shabbos day, even though it has not been used since Erev Shabbos. And the Ramosas look later on some in Shein Ches, more of the Adinim. Now, the Ramah tells a very important insight. To all these things are also for a Yid to do, it's also to tell a guy to do also. And therefore, the same way a Yid cannot reheat a Kedera if it's a Stanin, they cooled off, he cannot tell a guy to do it either. And in fact, if he tells the guy to do it and the guy does it for a Yid, it's also La'achla, it's also to eat it. And even if it cools off afterwards, it's also for a Yid to eat it. That means that even things are only also for Rabbanan. There's an Issar Milakam, not just Bederaisis, but there's an Issar Milakam, Mishnah Berurah explains, even on Adavad Rabbanah. And therefore, any way in which a Yid would not be allowed to do it himself, he cannot tell a guy. That means even if he's, let's say he's not putting it directly on Agabah the Eish, or not directly on Ketab of the Kiro, and even if it's in a way there's no Issar Bishal, if it's any which way that there's an Issar of Chazara, or there's an Issar of Nesiyan HaChatchila on Shabbos, we also tell a guy to do it as well. And the Ma says, the Bediyevit, it's also to eat. If you look at the Mishnah in the Bir Alacha, here's the big Arichus. The cases are drabonon, so if you tell a guy to do something, it's only drabonon, it's a shvus to shvus. And sometimes with Tzerech Shabbos, we allow a shvus to shvus, allow telling a guy to do something. So therefore, hamias, if somebody's mekel tell a guy to do it, could be angar, but we don't have to yell at him, and therefore could be there's room to mekel. But yeah, but it's only individual cases, I de haras chacham, I am a bir alacha.